This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. And we're actually going to go to my buddy is an idiot here as opposed to Mickey Spagnola. Because we shuffled some things around. Mike McCarthy is supposed to have his press conference coming up at 11:10. If we can keep an eye out for that, we're going to do My Buddy's an Idiot here instead. So I think I have to start off by saying I'm an idiot for teasing the wrong segment.
I would like to nominate Kevin Hagelin for My Buddy's an Idiot for teasing the wrong segment.
That's fair.
Hey.
Sorry about that.
From DMavs4131 on YouTube. No, I am. What is this segment? I'm an idiot?
My Buddy's an Idiot.
Oh, yeah. I'm an idiot. But
because you don't know the name of the segment.
Yep. I know. That's true. I do know the name of it. I just forget tremendously.
I know.
So you are right, D-Mavs. Mike suggests Corey Seager playing first base every day now. It ain't happening for another 2 years, so LOL. That is true. I just want to make sure. There's only a 1% chance next year that they move Corey Seager off of shortstop. I don't think anybody is going to even suggest it to Corey Seager now or in the off season. So I want to just defend myself. I'm not an idiot for suggesting that. I know that there's a 99% chance he's the shortstop next year, but if I was running the Rangers, which I am 100% not, I would want to have that discussion with Corey Seager and his agent about the possibility of staying healthier by moving to first base.
But when will you be the GM of the Rangers?
I would say never.
All right.
But I never thought I'd be calling games for the Rangers. So
there you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh. I mean, never say never.
Maybe I'm the opposite of Tag, Tom Grieve.
Uh-huh.
He started off as the general manager and then moved to broadcasting. I started off as the broadcaster and then moved to general manager.
I like it.
That would be, there's just no way that's happening.
You never know.
But you never know.
The 817, my buddy's an idiot. He teases the wrong segment. Sorry about that. From the 940, my buddy's an idiot. He thinks Jack Leiter is a bust. Oh, man. That feels like that's not going to die anytime soon.
I don't think he's a bust, but I do think this. I think we are too quick to rush people to be great. White Langford, it's almost taken a whole year, and we're finally starting to see it. We're like, why is this rookie not producing like Willie Mays?
Sure.
And you're like, but here we are where, he might actually start. He might start getting to that point where he can do something like that. So I think, and with a lot of guys in the NFL too, rookie season doesn't turn out so great. Jack Leiter's taking a little more time. He wasn't pro ready out of college. And Mike's explained to us more college guys aren't pro ready that way. Paul Skeens, different story, but he's a very rare occasion.
Which one of these is the more shocking, my buddy, and is an idiot? You're going to think it's the first one, but hold on. From the 817, my buddy's an idiot. He wants me to sleep with his wife.
Okay.
But then
come on, dude.
What's the next one from the 817, a different 817. My buddy's an idiot. He drafted Mac Jones in the second round of our fantasy draft this year.
I like
what?
It.
What?
Which one is more shocking that. To you? Not the guy who wants his friend
Mac
to sleep
Jones
with his wife.
In the second Dude. Round? That's a bit.
If you can find the cards at the Dallas Card Show, you can get the greatest Mac Jones rookie cards ever for about 4 cents.
Yes. Yes, you
He's
can.
Done, dude. He is yeah. done. He's a bust.
All right.
I'll tell you where I wasn't an idiot. I did pull a Mac Jones card numbered to 10.
Yeah, you got rid of it, right?
I did, and I traded it for, at the time, I took a loss on the trade, but I traded it for like a Patrick Mahomes select silver rookie card. And so at the time, that was a big loss for me. But now that Mac Jones rookie card, I can't even imagine it being worth $100.
Yeah. Yeah. You make a good point right there. All right. Is Darius Slay an idiot, even though he has already apologized? Because remember, the Eagles and the Packers are playing tomorrow night in Brazil. He said this before going to Brazil. Quote, man, I don't want to go to Brazil. They already told us not to leave the hotel. NFL, why do y'all want to send us somewhere where the crime rate is this high?
Oh, my God.
Now, he has...
I wouldn't say that before I go
Bears
there.
Bears playing Chicago. What are they supposed to do?
This is his, my favorite part. That's a good
Notice
point.
How Kevin, the Chicago guy, doesn't want to...
I'm going to defend it.
They're actually in a good part of Chicago. They're not where the White Sox play.
Darius Slay started off his apology with this. I want to apologize to anyone I offended. That wasn't my intention. Okay. But you had to kind of see, right, how when you're like, why are you sending us to crime-riddled Brazil? Would probably rub some people the wrong way, right?
Yeah, man. Oh, absolutely. Well, who do you think it's rubbing the wrong way the most?
Brazilians.
The Brazilians?
Yes.
Pele? He's dead, Mike.
Not Pele.
Pele's family.
Okay. I can. You know what? I get it. They are Brazilians. And they're probably Brazilianaires.
I honestly don't know any other Brazilians.
What about Mark? Okay.
Never Mark
mind.
Who?
Never mind. Nope. I'm not going to do this.
Were you going to say Stepnoski?
No, I was going to start talking about the UFC, and I was like, no, we're not going down that direction.
Oh, that was a good idea.
All right, guys. Can I give you a sad one real quick? Because this one was horrifying, and it took another horrifying turn. Don't set people on fire.
What?
So
I agree.
There was a Ugandan Olympian. She was a marathon runner. She was just in the Paris Olympics, okay? So a couple days ago, her boyfriend allegedly set her on fire, and it burned 75% of her body, and overnight she died.
What?
Which, that...
Why did she set her on fire?
So, supposedly, they were having an argument, and the dude threw gasoline on her, and then, well, you can figure out the rest.
That's over an argument, huh?
Horrifying.
That's wow. Over an argument. Giselle is Brazilian. I didn't know that. Sorry about that, Kevin. Yeah, I got a little distracted.
That sounds right.
Can I go back to Darius Slay's point real quick, because the fire thing has me really stunned right now. I saw it this morning on the run sheet, but I was like, I have no clue.
She's 33.
Did Darius Slay say anything incorrect, though?
I am not familiar with the crime rate in Brazil.
I'm
not going to base it on the Fast and the Furious movies either. I know that's what Chop would tell us.
Who's a lawyer, and he had to go down there, and he said it was literally bulletproof vests in caravans with okay. big old tinted windows and armored trucks to get to the location,
okay.
and then all that on the way back. So he is right. Why would you send them there? But that being said, don't insult them right before you get there. They might be mad about that. And Kevin, yes, idiot for lighting somebody on fire over an argument. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I assume that person will be brought up on murder or at the very least manslaughter. Now, this is a very weird, my buddy's an idiot.
Yeah, it is. Started off with you, and we didn't expect that.
That's fair. Now, are you ready to talk about Miller Moss? Miller Moss
Randy's
is
kid.
A, I don't, maybe, is a former, he's a USC player who's being investigated over a dispute with his roommate. And I was like, oh, okay. So he plays for USC now. And I was like, oh, okay. But then I started to read about it, and then Miller Moss put out this statement, and I was like, ooh, I'm more intrigued. 2.5 years ago, the university conducted an investigation related to a personal dispute between me and a roommate. I fully cooperated and took accountability for my decisions, and the matter was resolved. I regret my actions and have grown and learned from this matter. My focus on the season ahead. Okay, so who comes up with the video? Of course, it is TMZ Sports who has found the video. In one clip, Moss can be found taking one of his t-shirts before telling one of his friends off camera, I'm stealing this shirt, dude. And then in another one, he can be seen farting into a pillow that he took off the bed. And then in another clip, he is encouraging someone in the room to take a jacket out of the closet and steal that as well.
Really?
So
he's just stealing stuff from somebody else's rooms.
And well, and it was his room.
His roommate. Gotcha. Okay.
And he farted into his pillow. I think the way he said, I'm trying to grow from this, I feel like that is the best way to describe this. Is like, look.
Does he have any
great
older
news
brothers?
Is you're starting so low. There's a lot of room for growth. I mean, that's the positive, right?
I guess that is.
Kind of like when you go 2-15 this year as a NFL football team, you're like, I mean, honestly, we can only get better for the most part.
Okay, that's a fair thing. For the 817, my buddy's an idiot. He went on a Tinder date and said some things about the NFL and got fired. Yeah, so when we broke that story, yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yesterday, he was suspended by the Commanders. And what we asked in our crosstalk with G-Bag was, that dude can't keep his job, right? And brought us immediately. He's like, nope.
Nope.
And
he's done.
We learned this morning that, yes, yeah, he did indeed get fired.
In the Game of Thrones, when you do something like that, dude, they get rid of you quickly.
Put your head on a
pike.
Yeah.
Would that throw you off even more? Not only that, like, they killed your dad or whatever, but then his head is on a spike.
Oh, that would mess me up.
Yeah, really? I think so, too.
I think even if it's not your dad. I think if you walked by a place and you just saw like 10 heads that were cut off, that would be pretty scary.
I would not want to go to that house.
That is fair. From the 817, is it not time for the McCarthy interview? He was scheduled to start his press conference at 11:10. Yes, that is true. However, he has not shown up.
It's also lunchtime.
What time do you think is lunchtime?
Anywhere between 11 and 1:30.
I'm with you. Dude, same cycle.
I agree.
I was thinking the same thing.
No, I understand.
Because 2 o'clock is too late.
Mean, yeah, 2 o'clock becomes snack.
Yeah, it can be a big snack, not lunch, though.
2 to 5 is snack time. 5 to, I'll go as far as 9 p.m., but that gets,
that's late.
Yeah, 5 to 9 is dinner time.
Yeah.
From the 204, Kevin, did you see the picture the TV broadcast used to show Miller Moss this weekend? You could tell he's the type of guy who farts on pillows.
Well, that's why I was asking. You know,
I think most college kids look like that, though, so I probably look like that, I'm sure.
I just watched my boys and how they react to each other, and I feel like he didn't have any older brothers, because older brothers beat the crap out of the little brother, and then the little brother beats the crap out of the older brother sometimes. And it's like you try to stop it, it's just inevitable. It's those two boys are going to fight.
Now, quick question, Corey. Are people who are trying to tear down the love of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce idiots? Because yesterday there was a fake PR release going around that said they were scheduled to break up on September 28th, thus maximizing the start of the NFL season while still being able to break that apart for the rest of the NFL season. Why? Do people hate love?
Why do they need to be broken up for the season?
If that does happen, I don't know. I just won't believe in any celebrity get-togethers ever again.
Is there any celebrity couple that you're like, they're doing a good job, that you can think of? Tom Ooh. And Rita Hanks? Mm,
they're
Who's
doing all right.
Rita Hanks?
Tom Hanks' the Obamas? Wife?
They seem to be doing all right.
Okay, yeah, that could be a celebrity couple. I was thinking more like Hollywood, but
I mean, there's celebrities
at this
true.
Point.
Yeah,
that is a very.
I think
good
in
point.
Hollywood, it's very tough because
they didn't get married as celebrities; they got married as normal people.
That is true. Normal people, you know. But so
you think if they get married? I'm sorry, Corey. If they get married as normal people, better shot. Even if they make it to celebrities,
yeah. Because okay, yeah, they started. Even though who's the multi-billionaire? They got divorced. Like
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, that didn't end up well.
It did not.
Chris Hemsworth and his wife seem to be doing all right. Like she's that Elsa something.
Oh, and then the dude Hemsworth. From The Office, he's married to somebody famous.
John Krasinski, yeah. Emily Blunt.
Aren't they famous
they're doing
together?
All right. They seem to be doing okay.
They're famous together.
And they try to work together a little bit too. Like that's the thing about Hollywood marriages is they when
they
oh
try
I got
to
a
get
movie.
Their schedules.
Yeah, I got
like
a movie
where they're
in
gonna be husband
Europe
and wife.
It's gonna take a year. I mean, or 6 months. I'm gonna not see you.
Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. Yeah,
that's a solid
that
one.
Stuck one. Around. Yeah. That is one I know.
Even though we didn't know what Tim McGraw looked like without a hat on for a long time until the Friday Night Lights movie.
Garth that was just Trisha? As shocking as The Crying Game. When he takes his hat off, you're like, whoa. I did not know that was going to happen.
Garth and Trisha.
Oh, I didn't. Okay,
Jay-Z and Beyonce are doing all right. I mean, even after all the stuff they've been through.
Becky with the good hair. Mm. Was that who it was? Or am I thinking of a movie that made a joke about that?
I don't know, man.
And didn't Shania Twain and her husband break apart? And Mutt? Then those people married
the
each
people
other
that they cheated,
and then they cheated. And yeah. Okay, man.
The Dennis Eckersley story.
So everybody's saying Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively. They do have a lot of kids together. But wasn't Ryan Reynolds like married to Scarlett Johansson at one point, too?
He now, was?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Go back and look at his history.
I was not aware of that.
So, yeah, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. The NFL is back. So who you got tonight? We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
Second and goal. It's back to Pacheco. Pacheco drives across for the Chiefs touchdown.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some Gridiron Gravy.
Cronuts.
No, he didn't play.
No snap.
Yes.
No snap.
Gridiron Gravy.
Game.
Brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you can shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Football is back tonight. It's the Ravens and the Chiefs. So I'm going to give you some stats, and I want to see who y'all got. Ravens are 3-point underdogs on the road against the Chiefs. Lamar Jackson, He's been an underdog in his career 14 times. He is 12-1-1 against the spread and 10-4 straight up in those games.
Does this include playoffs? Because were they favored last year against the Chiefs in the championship game?
Ooh, I think they were.
Because it was in Baltimore. Yeah. So I'm just going to assume, I don't know if this is regular season, but this would be the one loss, right?
I think it is in the playoff. That's 12-1-1 against the spread.
Against the spread, right?
Straight up, but, yeah, he's 10-4.
Because I'm just assuming they were favored, so that means he would not have beat the spread.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Now, the Chiefs are definitely his kryptonite. Well, they're probably that for a lot of teams. Since Patrick Mahomes.
Joe Burrow's the only one.
That's true. And Lamar Jackson took over as starting quarterbacks for their respective teams in 2018. Mahomes and the Chiefs have won four times against the Ravens, and the Ravens have won one time in this same span.
How about that D, baby?
Yeah, so that this does seem to be the team that continually bites the Ravens, and Mahomes has been fantastic against the Ravens. 73% completion percentage with a 13-touchdown-to-2-interception ratio, and he's averaged 344 passing yards per game against the Ravens. Wow.
The two biggest things I'm fascinated to see is, will anybody let Xavier Worthy get past them? Will they just be like, nope, we're not letting that happen. We're not letting you get big plays like that. And then the other one is, will Derrick Henry be able to run the ball against the Chiefs? Can the Ravens run the ball the way they want to?
How much respect do you think defensive coordinators give a rookie receiver who hasn't played
none yet? Until they see it?
So that's what I'm wondering, okay. Is that, yeah. I hear what you're saying, and maybe they're worried about Mo Brown or something like that. I wonder when there's a first round pick or a high second round pick, somebody that they knew that their team liked. So the scouting report they have is pretty much what they saw in college. How much respect do you give to a rookie receiver until, like, I don't know, they've played three or four games in the NFL?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, when it comes to that, I think, man, I would try to set it up as quickly as possible if I'm Andy Reid. Show him, hey, you're going to have to be deep on this guy, because if you don't, he's going to beat you. And that's going to set up all the things they like to do underneath with Travis Kelce and Rashi Rice and their running game.
Now, this is potentially big news for the Cowboys-Browns game. Patrick Wills said yesterday that he is not going to start this week. So that's the left tackle for the Cleveland Browns. Yep. Now, I know it was always going to be tough. He's coming back from an MCL surgery. Kevin Stefanski has still said it's possible Wills could play this week. But then Wills has come out and said, I'm not going to start. So if you do see him, it'll be in a rotational capacity as opposed to starting games for the Browns. And look, you don't want anybody to get hurt. But for the Cowboys, if somebody is still recovering from injury, not having their usual starting left tackle would obviously be an advantage.
Wow.
Look, would it you. Not?
Yeah, yes, of course it is.
Dude. Bobby Belt's texting in trying to show me up.
Oh.
Disrespecting me. He said, they respect the speed. This is of rookies. They will not respect the player until they see a diverse skill set.
Okay.
Disrespect me one more time, Bobby, and see what happens.
Are you daring him to call in and ask
like
if you watch any of these football games?
Thank you, Bobby.
That's probably going to happen.
That's good information.
Look, we can all have fun with our guys,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yep. You start talking about them, though, now we got problems.
You're trouble. Now, this probably won't surprise you, but the most money that has been bet on a Super Bowl champion thus far is the Chiefs. Depending on which casino you go to, they have anywhere between 13% and 17% of the Super Bowl
Good
tickets.
Gosh.
Yeah. And so a couple of people, including somebody from ESPN Bet, said it's not the end of the world because they're 5-1. And you can withstand a loss like that. Where the concern is second on the list is the Detroit Lions. Have the second most Super Bowl bets on them, and they're at 10-1.
Oh, yeah.
And so, again, you go back to the head of ESPN Bet. He's like, now, if it's 10-1, 12-1, clearly that's going to be significantly harder to deal with that loss. So if the Detroit Lions win, not only would it be historic for their franchise, it would be very, very bad for Las Vegas.
Yeah, it would. Who's got the best odds? Like overall.
Like the lowest
odds?
The Chiefs.
No, I'm sorry, the other way.
Oh, the worst odds? Ooh, I have to check that. It's got to be the Panthers or the Giants or the Patriots,
that's
right?
That's who I want then.
Okay.
You know, like 350,000 to one.
Oh, odds. I think it's going to be more like 300 or 400 to one. Here we go.
Right now, bet me $100.
$1.
$100.
$1.
If the Patriots win the Super Bowl, I'll give you my house.
That's a heck of a deal, Corey. Really? His house.
That is an old house. He talks about that all
just
the time.
Just for the record, that you gives you hood. About a 10,000 to 1 odds
I
on your money.
I think he told me once that he doesn't have any plugs in his room, and that's why he can't plug his phone in or something like that.
Well, that's
like
fine.
That.
You can sell
very
the
limited
house.
Plugs.
They don't have outlets in his house.
Yeah, so. And there's no such thing as like search protector or anything like that.
Or tables.
Yes, or no tables, no plugs.
You're going to struggle with the table situation.
But great Wi-Fi from what I was told. Uh-huh. Also, like I can yell at people if they break into his house. So there's lots of good things there. Just the electricity is a problem.
Okay, that's good. All right,
a fan makes a noise too. No, I want to get when we're sleeping, is click, 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 and it drives me insane. Somehow my wife does it; it doesn't bug her, but when she goes to sleep, I have to just like, we're turning it off.
From the 817, Corey, if you get Mike's house, you'll have more space for all your tables. I'll have to get more tables.
We don't have the space for your tables.
Well, I can. I'll have house. My tables.
Well, that'll
and
be
then
his
I'll get
decision now, won't it, Mike?
It will be. I'm pretty sure I'll just have $100 on January 1st.
All right, Christian McCaffrey has 52 rushing touchdowns and 29 receiving touchdowns in his NFL career. How many players in the history of football do you think have 50 rushing touchdowns and 30 receiving touchdowns? Have both in their career?
I mean, I would say Marshall Faulk easily does.
Marshall Faulk is one.
Emmitt does.
He does not.
What?
I'm trying to think who were kind of...
You'll never guess the other one.
Is it like way back?
It's not Steve DeBerg. It is Lenny Moore.
Ricky Waters.
That's the guy who squeezed rabbits to death or something, right?
What? That like Lenny of Mice and Men?
Oh, yeah. He squeezed mice to death.
Not on purpose, though.
Not men to death.
So he played for the Baltimore Colts from 1956 to 1967.
Oh, yeah, man. With old Johnny U.
Yes.
Raymond Berry.
He had 63 rushing touchdowns, 48 receiving touchdowns. Marshall Faulk, 100 rushing touchdowns, 36 receiving touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey is one receiving touchdown away from being the third player in that group.
That's exclusive.
Ever.
What about Ironhead Hayward?
No. What?
He was not diverse. He just headed his way into the line for yards. Like, he was not going to catch a ball.
Does Ironhead Hayward have any receptions in his career?
I would bet it's 10.
I don't know the answer to that. I'm sorry.
I think it's a great question.
I was not, I was not prepared for that.
He died in 2006, Kevin.
Oh. While you look that up.
His receptions?
I guess. I'm not entirely sure what Mike's looking for here. Let's talk about...
Holy crap. 177 catches in his career.
The head! Whoa!
Four receiving touchdowns, Kevin. So
okay.
So he didn't make the club. So
maybe not in the end zone, but
so there's only two people.
That's right.
So Lenny Moore and Marshall Faulk. I'll never forget. It's like Wyatt Langford and Jackie Robinson.
That's a
definitely
fact.
Definitely forget this fact. I will ask you in a week, and you will forget.
I will, just because you said that, I'll remember that the rest of my life. I am stupid in that way.
Spiteful.
Yeah, like I am one of the dumbest people you'll ever meet, and remember that.
Pro Bowl left tackle Trent Williams. You know, we talked the other day about how he had come to a resolution on his contract. 3 years, $82.66 million, including $48 million guaranteed. Now, here's why that's such a huge deal. With and without Trent Williams, here are Brock Purdy's stats. With him, 41 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Without him, 3 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. Now, clearly a significantly smaller sample size, terrible. But that's wild. Pressure rate with Trent Williams, 36%. Without, 45%. And his QB rating with Trent Williams, 111. Without him, 94.
Trent Williams is a beast, man.
He is a beast.
That's why you said he was on the slate for Offensive Player of the Year.
One person voted him Offensive Player of the Year. And when you see numbers like that, I can kind of understand it. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Love. First stroke in the middle. Take the lead.
TNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're going to talk with Mickey Spagnuolo in just a minute, but a couple of notes for you. College Game Day at College Station, which, what a great job we did there. They said that was their highest rated episode since November of 2016 and their third highest rated episode of College Game Day ever.
Wow.
That's pretty freaking, it's up 47% from last year in week one.
Wow. God, well, I am more
of Saban.
Maybe I don't.
Could be because of Saban.
I'm not sure. That's an interesting question.
I mean, I feel like college football has been super popular for a long time.
Yes.
Could be because Texas is back. You know, like
it could be because Texas is.
It
back.
Also could be because the intrigue now of the teams that went to the SEC and
in the, like, bigger playoff.
Yeah, there's a lot more, and you know, the Big Ten.
Okay, that's true.
Everybody loves it.
Right. Right now, we bring to you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. We were a little bit late with a press conference, but I'm here.
Okay, I'm glad you're here. Sometimes I'm not always thrilled when those pressers don't go off on time, but that's neither here nor there.
What... He never expresses it, though. Yeah, he never says, hey, what's up with this guy?
What gems of wisdom did Mike McCarthy have to share with us in the presser?
Well, I thought this was interesting because I brought this up the other day. You know, everybody's worried about Kalen Carson, you know, matching up with Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, well, why don't they just put Diggs over there? And wherever Cooper goes, Diggs goes. So finally, somebody asked that. And, of course, he wasn't going to say, yeah, that's what we're going to do, right? But
yeah.
I think the genesis of the question was, is he healthy enough to do that? Can he deal with, you know, that much one-on-one with a top receiver? And his answer was, yeah, he's healthy, he's ready to go. So he didn't say he was doing it, but he said he was at least healthy enough if they wanted to try that. And my thoughts are they ought to try it.
Yeah. Now, I know you've been tracking this all week. Jedrick Wills came out yesterday and said he's not going to start at left tackle. Now, Stefanski said he could still play theoretically, so maybe they'll use him in a rotation. But that seems like a really tough break to know for sure now that your left tackle's not going to be able to start.
Yeah, and then I guess they've got to decide, do they move Jack Conklin from right tackle to left tackle, although he only played a few games last year before he had an injury, and he's you know, a veteran, and it was a knee injury. And then I think the next guy up is James Hudson III. So I think it just illustrates that all these teams have got something, right? No one starts the season with everything perfect, and we know what warts we think the Cowboys have to cover, and that's what we ask about. Well, these, you know, and the Browns are sitting there going, well, how are they gonna stop Micah Parsons? You know, if he lines up over the left tackle and it's not the starting left tackle, sure. How's that gonna turn out? So I just think it just kind of shows that I don't know if anybody starts the season just perfect with everything set and you're ready to go. You got some questions when you're going into these season openers, and I think every team experiences that.
What's the matchup that you are anticipating the most? Like the one that you're like, I want to see if this works.
Boy, that's a good one.
You're welcome.
Because you know, I guess I'm curious how the Browns, with, oh, by the way, their number one defense returning from last year. I don't know how many times we've heard that, right?
Mm-hmm. As many times Every as time. We've heard Dak was second in MVP last year.
Right? Or how many times have we heard that, you know, they were first in defense and the Cowboys were fifth in offense.
Yep.
They were first in pass defense. The Cowboys were third in offense.
Yep.
They were first in giving up the fewest first downs. Well, guess what? The Cowboys were first in the most first downs in offense. So it's just kind of maybe the matchup is, if I don't know if this is a cop out, it's just their defense against the Cowboys' offense.
Yeah, that's one. I mean, the fan text is actually coming in right now saying offense versus defense, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. And see, you know what, you know, which one gives, or you know, and I think it'll, you know, an awfully good ten. Now, obviously, this isn't the same Cowboys offense, right? With when you're starting two rookies on the offensive line, which, you know, certainly, I think in Mike's coaching handbook 101, that's not what you're desiring, but that's what you got, and that was kind of the plan and the best way to go from a financial standpoint. So, but other than that, it's kind of the same. And you're switching out. And I think that maybe the one edge, you know, if there's an edge to the Cowboys, and I know you got to, you know, worry about the rookie starting, but I think Brandon Cooks is in a better place now with this offense than he was when he started last year. Because if you looked at his production the first part of the year compared to the second part, he was a lot better. And if you watched him in training camp, when he had to take on the role as the number one receiver, he really upped his game. So maybe that gives the Cowboys a little bit of an edge from a receiving standpoint than where they were when they started the season last year. And you remember, you know, it was Michael Gallup coming back from, you know, and what is he and what can he give? And I think Tolbert has stepped up, and I think they've done a good job of incorporating Kevontae Turpin in this offense and giving him more touches than they maybe did last year. So I'll be interested to see if they can hold down the fort on the offense, how well this team will function. And I don't know. And you may call me crazy on Monday, but I just think they can run the ball with what they have.
Okay. All right. That's because mine is obviously like I'm still connected in on the Tyler Guyton, Myles Garrett, but I want to see how BB handles his first NFL start too. And how, you know, is he that physical with those guys in the middle, especially that kind of defense, those big defensive tackles they have there. If you're going to describe the Cowboys running game right now, would you say dynamic or would you say plotting? What word would you use to describe
the
running game?
Well, I think from what I saw in training camp, especially in those scrimmages against the Rams, I thought it was very efficient to good. But a lot of that's going to have to do with not just the running backs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we keep talking about the two rookies starting on the offensive line, and it's not all about pass blocking. It's about being able to run the ball, and they ran the ball against the Rams defense, and it was with Zeke. And I'm not sure why everybody was surprised that on the depth chart he was listed, you know, with the first team, because that's the way they've been practicing. And I've seen nothing that he can't provide in the running game, other than, you know, whatever veteran running backs were out there. I think he's fine. Now, can he go 30 snaps in the game? No, I don't think you want to do that. But I think 15 to 20, I can see him doing that. And, you know, Rico keeping him fresh and kind of rotating those guys in there down in distance or, you know, what you're trying to do in that part of the game. But I think they can run the ball. I don't think it's because you've got a running back on crutches out there.
Now, I was curious because you've been talking about a couple of things. I specifically wanted to ask about Cooper Beebe and the potential for him to up the run game, because you were talking about the offensive line as a whole right there. I know with the run game, I understand that. But I know there's a lot of people who are cautiously optimistic, I guess, that Beebe could elevate this run game past where Biotish could, and maybe by a good bit.
Yeah. You know what? At this point, if he can hold his own, to what Biotis does, and you know, and I always thought Biotis got, you know, he got a bad rap. I mean, the guy went to the Pro Bowl the year before, so he had to do something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that he got worse, But, you know, it's like, well, when he gets these big defense nose tackles, he struggles. Well, you know what? A lot of centers do, by the way. But I think Beebe, his strength in there and his ability, and I saw this before they drafted him, or maybe after, you know, how he played at K-State. And I know it was guard, but he had this ability to make his initial block and then get to the next level, get to the linebacker. And I've seen him do that at the center position. And so that's always, you know, really profitable for your run game if your center is that active and can move. And, you know, if they want him to snap the ball and pull him, he can certainly do that. And they got two guards that can pull awfully well. You got to figure, you know, Tyler Smith got to have improved over a Pro Bowl season of last year. Zach Martin, you know, had a whole training camp, so he's ready to go. And talking to Terrence Steele, he feels like it's night and day between where he is now to where he was last year, just getting back from the torn ACL. So, you know, there's possibilities that this offensive line can be pretty darn good. It struck me yesterday when everybody was standing around Guyton when he was doing his press conference. And I know it's just us, right? But he's head and shoulders above everybody. It's like if there was a scrum there and you'd see everybody's head at his shoulders, and then he's a really big man. So they got to hope he's capable of using that size to his advantage out there at left tackle.
Last thing I was curious about, John Stevens, on the injury report. How are we looking there?
Yeah, the hamstring. But think about this. You got a cut to 46, right?
True.
I'm not sure that he was going to make that cut.
Yeah, I got you.
What? So,
well, you got to fight because they're so – you know, usually when you got to do this for a game, you got to – two or three guys that are nicked up, and it's like, okay, well, they'll be inactive, right? I don't know that you can keep four tight ends and a fullback and three running backs active. Somebody's got to sit. So I think they're going to have a difficult time getting down to 46. And then some of those decisions might be depending on who they feel like they can bring up from the practice squad, too, because you get the two elevations. So you might want to work on that today and see if you can get it to 46.
Great insight as always, good sir. We'll see you tomorrow and be ready with that prediction tomorrow.
Oh, my. I almost forgot about that.
Yeah. I figured you might.
Kevin will force it, so be ready.
And everybody's sitting on the edge of their seat just waiting for
yes. Waiting for Mickey's, yeah.
All right, guys. See you.
Kevin, when he's talking about getting to the next level, that was something I felt that Biotic struggled with last year, and he has struggled with that. But just a quick story. Carter's playing football now. My son Carter, and he's playing offensive line. He's asking me questions about it.
Did you already tell that one story on air?
I don't know yet. I don't know which one. Oh, where he threw up at practice.
No, where he got jumped.
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, okay. I did tell that one the other day. Okay. No, but the last night or a couple nights ago, he was like, "All right, so what do I do whenever I beat my guy, the guy in front of me?" I was like, "Can you run down and find the next person?" He goes, "So I get to hit somebody else after that." I was like, "Dude, I love this kid. He's like already
That's
thinking
awesome.
I get to go hit somebody else." And I said, "But you got to beat the guy in front of you first." And he goes, "Oh, I already will." And the confidence on this kid's amazing. I love it right now.
That
trying to build up our next Cooper Beebe is what I'm trying to do right now.
That is some tremendous confidence. I think that is awesome. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, our carefully curated look and how the experts think the Cowboys will do this season. We're going to do that next right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.